What?
We have to take these breaks because doing shows like this really, really, really cuts into our drinking time, people.
Is it okay if I speak to you today? You've been... Could make you look up or crack up. Is there anything that I can do? Anything to show you you're a bitch, but I love you anyway. Oh, you can't sing, but you still put me to sleep. Baby, you're a bitch. Hey, 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 hey. You make me sick, but don't ever go away. So you tell me that there's nothing left to say. I drive you face the window. Then you're in my face telling me to grow up. I wish you'd grow up. I can't wait until you fall asleep. I wonder if you know that you're a bitch. You can't sing. Baby. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, you make me sick, but don't ever go away. A lot of times people come up to me and they say, hey, Jarrett, Reddick, what makes you such a songwriting genius? And I always follow up with, I like to build beverage breaks into each and every song, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's right, but that's not selfish. It's not a selfish thing. It's for the good of my band, who take care of me each and every day as I do them. Can you guys do the la-la part? Because Eric sucks at it. No, no, wait, hold on. You started too early. Hold on.
You don't just get to start parts willy-nilly in songs. There's structure.
You ready? I'll cue you. Here it goes. You still put me to sleep. Baby, you're a bitch. Hey, 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 hey. You make me sick, but don't ever go away. You're a bitch, but I love you anyway. So why don't you stay?